Doing so well not screaming at
it's
you.
It's hurtful.
I was doing so well.
That's what I do.
Now I'm going to open the cave, like, damn doors and the voice is going to rail.
Yeah, I'm going to see these lights light up and that's going to mean we're way too loud.
Oh, I like that. How you have shooting and you put my real name and it crossed it out.
No, you'll notice that I thought... I thought we were going to change it because we were talking and I thought we were going to change it to Sunday.
Right.
And then I said, no, I don't want to change it to Sunday. So then that's when I crossed it out. And then I was like, nope. Okay. Now I'll put it back on there.
But I like that you have my real name and then you cross it out and then put my fake name. Never seen a diamond in the flesh. Ooh, I like that song.
This is my intro.
That could be the sexy video song.
No, it's too mainstream. Sorry. Hold on, though. I mean, it gets different. It gets different here in a minute. In a torn up town with Postcode Envy. But every song's like gold teeth. And it was way too low. We don't care. That's right. Okay, everybody. So, this is the Random Stream of Consciousness podcast show. Yes. And we have a singer in the studio today. Anyway, I have taken a long time off and I am back today. And why am I back today? Well, for why I was doing this was I was talking to interesting people that I would shoot. And two things happened. One is I stopped shooting so much. And two is... Oh, that's going to sound so much better. Two is I stopped shooting interesting people. However, today I have with me a very special guest.
Am I interesting?
You are interesting.
Yeah.
I have with me... her name is... What are we going to call you? Are we going to call you Freckle?
Yes.
Okay, so with me today is Freckle, and I'm sorry I don't often look at my guests, but maybe I can. Maybe I can turn this.
I would think you would enjoy not having to look at me.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Okay, so I sound awful because I haven't... It's been a long time since I've had this board set up to modulate for my voice.
Don't let him fool you. He was actually asleep.
That's true. That was today started
like,
weird.
What time is it right now? He's been up for like
probably... I don't know. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, then he's been up for like 30 minutes.
That's a lie. She woke me up at 12:40.
I told you I was coming after 12.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Something like that. Anyway, so what are we doing today, Freckle?
We are going to do 4 photo shoots.
Oh, God.
I'm going to mess up your kitchen, and it's going to be great.
Well, then I'm glad I didn't clean the kitchen.
Are you sure? Because I just walked in there, and it's spotless. If that is dirty, my kitchen is a disaster.
Well, I would probably agree that your kitchen is a disaster, but my kitchen... generally speaking, is a clean place because that's where the food is.
Like, normally the only dirty thing in your kitchen is the table that's, like, right up against the window because
yeah,
it has papers.
That's my junk collector. That's where I put all my junk.
I really think you just don't clean that. And every year I come back, it just keeps getting bigger.
That would be accurate. That's pretty much how that works.
That's really what I think is happening is you're just letting it all pile. And you're gonna make a fort.
Yeah, so let's start this show. Enough about us. This is ridiculous. So we're here today to shoot you for fun.
Yes.
Or for profit.
2 for profit. Mm-hmm. And 2 for other profit, but fun.
And what is it that you do?
I am a cosplay model.
What is? And I think I've ranted about cosplay modeling before, but let's talk about what is cosplay modeling.
Cosplay modeling, there's different types to it. Like, I myself am a nude model. So,
ew.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You've done this for years. You should have gotten used to it by now.
Nude modeling, ugh, it's such a burden.
You know what's really fun? Fun fact, an interesting fact.
What's that?
I got Greg here to actually shoot a
I don't use my own name.
Oh, well, I didn't
know. Way to go. You totally outed me. I'll just cut that out. No. You got me to shoot what now?
I got you to shoot a cosplay photo shoot after a year of you demanding you would never do it.
Well,
fun fact, he swore he would never do it. When I told him what I did, he's like, I will never do that. Yeah. That's just nerdy. That's just silly.
It is. It's stupid.
And I gave you an idea and you jumped at the chance because I told you I wanted a mirror stage.
It was pretty cool.
And you jumped and went, I will do it. And it was a full-out fog machine, lights. You had an assistant who didn't really help me.
Oh, that's... He tried to keep you warm.
He did help me. He put a blanket on me when I was cold because cars were passing. Because we did it in your backyard.
And I think we did it in what, November?
We did do it in November.
It was very chilly.
But I would be perky. And that was the perfect idea, was I wanted to stay perky.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there's different things. Like, I'm a nude cosplay model. I wear costumes and I'm more of a pinup style. So gradually the clothes disappear and I try to keep it as tasteful as possible. But like I try, but I succeed. But then there's like different models. Like, there's girls who do it specifically just to be that character and do photo shoots surrounding in the area as if they were real.
So you're saying there are people who get way into the characters. They become those characters.
Yes. And the thing is, when it's executed perfectly, it's phenomenal.
Oh sure, I've seen some great cosplay. Mm-hmm. I've seen some really, really great cosplay, especially with my affiliation with Gods and Monsters. Mm-hmm. They're gonna start having cosplay events. We had talked about it anyway, where they were thinking about every month or so, they were going to have like a mini con and just have people show up in their cosplay outfits and such. And you could kind of see what other people are doing and maybe even have like workshops for cosplay outfitting or whatever. It's an interesting idea. We'll see if it happens. Anyway,
and if it does, I will totally come into my costume.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You have to be careful with phrasing because I'm holding back.
Why? Don't hold back on me. Come on, it's been like a year since last time we saw each other.
You keep talking about how you're going to come in costume.
Giggity.
Oh, that's too bad too, because I just got rid of all my soundboards and I had a Quagmire soundboard.
Oh, how dare you.
Yeah,
is the worst podcast ever.
I know. Well, I mean, look, we're completely flying off the cuff here because this was not planned.
No, it wasn't. I forced him.
No, not so much force, but I haven't, like I said, I haven't done one of these in well over a year.
I puppy dogged eyes you through the mirror. As I was applying makeup.
You don't have to twist my arm too hard to do something fun.
It's
so it's
true.
Like, don't threaten me with a good time.
I didn't threaten. I just begged. Jared, please.
Oh, Jared. Let's talk about Jared. What do you know about Jared?
I don't know, but I heard a Jared in the background.
Oh, that's Karen, by the way.
Oh, is that Karen?
Mm-hmm. But, oops, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, so while I'm doing this show, I'm also producing this show, so that's happening. Sometimes I'm distracted. No, Jared, have you not heard about Jared from a Subway?
No.
Apparently, he is into kitty porn. Yeah, so for anybody listening, this is probably extremely old news, but he was just recently, his home was raided, and I don't know if they found anything or what they found, but yeah.
Oh, so, man, I don't watch the news, so everything is now new to me.
No, that's all depressing. You don't want to watch the news.
No, I don't. It's because they're lying. It's either they're lying to me, they're extending, like, they're kind of fibbing the truth, or it's really, really sad. It's going to rain today. I'm sad.
Oh, no. You live in Florida. It's going to rain every day.
It's going to rain every day.
No, apparently Subway has immediately cut ties with him for the moment until this all blows over. I don't think it's going to blow over, though, because from what I've heard, they've been kind of, this has been like a 7-year long situation. So
really?
A lot of times, yeah, the feds don't take that long to do something.
You would think Subway would like be more offended for the fact they actually don't have a foot long Subway. It's always cut 2 inches short.
And here we go again.
Don't judge me. I wanted a foot long. They're going to give me a freaking foot long.
Why do you even go to Subway anymore? Those sandwiches are terrible. I mean, there's no meat in them. And that's what you eat a sandwich for, right? The meat?
Mm, No.
You want a foot long meat, right?
Yeah.
Foot long of meat.
Like smothered in mayonnaise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. That's the worst right
well,
there.
Well, when you're at a mall, like I shop, so when I'm at a mall, I'm not going to think, ooh, I need to go eat healthy or I'm going to go sit down at a restaurant. No, it's a very quick, it's either let's go to Subway or go to that Chinese place where it's greasy and I don't want to break out. So let's just do Subway.
Hmm.
But I stopped getting the foot long because they're cheating me. So I just get the half inch.
So Freckle, you have a tape measure when you go to lunch. Is that right?
I don't. Yes.
So you want to make sure that your foot long sandwich is 12 inches long.
I have a pink mini one that I carry in my purse for special occasions.
I can't imagine what those special occasions would
Whatever
be.
Whatever you're thinking, it probably I probably is. Have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's also because one time I was getting a costume made for me and I was at a friend's house and they went, I need you to measure the distance between your breasts for a corset. Mm-hmm. And I went, I don't have a tape measure. And I went, but I have, oh, wait, yes, I do. And I pulled it out of my bag and went, I have something that'll help. You never know when it's actually going to be like when you need it.
That sounds like an excellent excuse to touch a woman. It's like, I need to measure the space in between your breasts for this corset.
It is. It really is. Mm-hmm. If you're really good at costume making, that is the best excuse you could ever have.
And for those interested in knowing what is the distance between your breasts?
I forgot.
Oh.
I think it...
Well, hold on. Let me get my tape measure.
My boobs grew. Okay?
How is that even possible?
I lost weight and my boobs got bigger.
Make sure that you say that everywhere you go, especially when there's other women around, because they love to hear stuff like that.
I did say that recently. I went to Rue 21.
What is that?
It's a clothing shop. Hmm. And I walked in there and I tried a top on and I was with my assistant and I walked out and screamed, hey, look, my boobs got bigger because I feel like they're spilling out of this top.
Your sister was happy about that, right?
Mm, oh, God. My sister hates me every time.
Hmm. Well,
Sorry.
Are you okay? You're falling out of your chair. Yeah. This studio is not exactly ideal. First of all, I'm hearing echoes all over the place because we're in a wood floor and there's stuff everywhere, but
I like the echo.
Enough.
And makes
nobody
it,
likes the echo.
It makes it mysterious. Look, I can do the sexy voice and it echoes.
If you get closer to that penis microphone.
Sexy.
There you go. That's better. I might have to turn you down. There you go.
Don't turn me down.
Oh.
Lieutenant Dan, don't turn me down.
For people who don't know, Freckle sometimes has a volume problem.
I do.
She doesn't self-regulate her own volume. She,
If I had a volume button, it would be
you
broken.
You do. You actually have a volume control right here if you want to hear yourself louder or not so loud.
I should make it loud.
I suggest you keep it loud so that in that case, you won't scream into the microphone like you sometimes
after
scream.
So many years I figured you would finally put muffles or put the noise blocker headphones on every time I come over so that way you can hear me.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about put a ball gag in your mouth.
You actually threatened to do that once and I have yet to see a ball gag. Yeah, you did.
Don't threaten me with a good time. I'm telling you, do not.
But you have to be you have to be impressed today.
I have things
very well.
No. I will say this in your defense or your in praise of you that, the last couple times that we have gotten together, you have been very nice and tried quite hard to make sure that you don't blow my eardrums out with the so maybe you're learning some self control.
Maybe I am.
Hmm.
I would to think I am.
It's a whole new world.
I think the only time my volume gets really crazy is when I'm really passionate about something and you hate it.
and what what is that thing that you're very passionate about lately?
Teen Wolf. Yeah. Come on. It's good.
I know. Michael J. Fox was so good in that movie from 1987.
You shut up.
Oh,
He was good. I'll give you that. I like the TV series Teen Wolf. Okay. It's really good.
And little known fact, in Teen Wolf 2, the movie, that was Jason Bateman, who is now quite a very successful actor. And back then, he was crap. But
you know who I like? Chris Pratt.
Oh, really?
Come on.
He was good in Parks and Rec, but...
Jurassic Park was awesome. No, Jurassic World, okay?
Oh.
That was awesome.
Please tell me why Jurassic World was so great.
It was awesome. It was so good.
You know what? I'm hearing that a lot.
Have you seen it?
No, but here's the interesting thing about that is that when I asked them what was good about it, that's exactly their response. It was so awesome.
All right. Well,
like,
here, I'll give you...
What was good about it?
All right. Well, what I liked about it was the fact that you had someone inside, like, just, like, it was almost just like Jurassic Park. You had someone on the inside that didn't really want this to happen. And then you had the one, like, the main actress, the female lead.
Mm-hmm.
She wore heels the whole time. Like,
that makes sense.
I gave her kudos because I'm sorry, if I was out in the wilderness and there was dinosaurs everywhere, I still wouldn't take off my shoes because there's roots and shit everywhere. So she kept her heels on. But
you've never run in the wilderness in heels, have you?
No, I really don't like running, so I would die. No, but I like the idea because it gave you kind of a different genre of how a dinosaur kind of park would actually look like. They had a lot of interesting things. They made the dinosaurs look realistic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The dinosaurs looked real.
I thought they looked realistic, and
they looked real 20 years ago in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, and they did a really good job keeping that towards it. And I think the one main reason I loved it is there was a cameo of Margaritaville, and there was a guy when the dinosaurs were attacking that ran away with two margaritas.
The dinosaur ran away with two margaritas?
No, the guy. There was a cameo where there was a guy, like a tourist, and when the dinosaur were attacking and people were running away, he grabbed two margaritas off the table and ran away from the dinosaurs. That was the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life. But did you like Jurassic Park, the original?
Yes, I did, and here's why. Because everything was new, and everything was just mind-blowing at that point.
Well, you know, they did a cameo of Jurassic Park in Jurassic World.
Like, very meta. How did that work out?
Oh, it was. I actually really enjoyed it. The two kids found the actual Jurassic Park entrance to, like, the original entrance. And they, apparently I found out that all the equipment that was seen in Jurassic Park, they took it out of storage and put it in that movie. So everything they were touching was actually real.
No shit.
Yeah, so like in Jurassic Park, when the little boy was putting on the goggles so you could see.
Yeah.
They had that in Jurassic
World. The night vision.
Yep, they had that, and the kid actually put them on.
Huh.
They had the Jeep that they all like drove in. They had a Jeep, and they used the Jeep.
Well, that's pretty cool. A little throwback mm-hmm. to the original.
And then they had the robot, the talking robot that would tell you like about.
There was no robot in Jurassic Park.
Are you sure? Because there was a robot in there. There was something.
Right, are you talking about Chappie?
Yeah,
are we in a different movie now?
No, it was something, but no, the one kicker that me and my assistant loved.
Oh, kicker. Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is the main kicker.
I thought you were talking about Orlando City Soccer.
No, it was they pulled back the original T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
What do you mean?
Like Jurassic Park
T-Rex. They dug him up or something? Or?
No, it's still alive.
Running around on the island?
No, they had it apparently in Jurassic Park. I didn't hear it, but my assistant told me. But in Jurassic Park, they sealed T-Rex in section 2. They sealed them. And in the Jurassic World, when they had created their own dinosaur, and this dinosaur...
I did hear about that. Yeah, they invented a new dinosaur.
And it is scary, and it could camouflage.
Oh, so it's now the predator too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it can camouflage. It's smarter than pretty much everybody else. It's killed for sport. It is like it's mind tricky, and the thing is ugly.
Do me a favor, punch that microphone a couple more times. Stop! That was a no. That was me being like, no, stop
it. But during the main fight scene when the raptors were fighting it, because Chris Pratt is their daddy. The raptors
That's
are
it. The ra- that, no, just the I'm raptors done. I'm awesome. Done talking about Jurassic World because this is
no.
the dumbest movie idea
no,
I've
but
ever
no,
heard of.
But
he's
when,
the dinosaur whisperer.
No, they almost killed him. Like the whole idea was he imprinted on them when they were babies, but they can't be controlled. And he was telling everybody, you can't control these things. He's the only one that can kinda.
Because they're dinosaurs.
Yeah, because they're dinosaurs. And they almost killed multiple people. And he's like, they almost killed him too.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he's just like the alpha that they won't really attack him yet, but they will kill him at one point.
We have spent way too much time talking about one thing. This is random. We need to be random here. Oh. Let's be random.
But, well, I'll just tell you that when they were fighting the
She's not giving up.
No, when they were fighting the dinosaur they created,
uh-huh.
Someone said they need another dinosaur with more teeth. So the lady ran away and yelled, open section 2. And the T-Rex came out. It was the original T-Rex. It had the red flare gun. It was awesome.
And the music says we need to do something else now. So we'll do something else. No, I'm not interested in watching the movie. I think it was probably inevitable because, you know, Universal needed some money, but...
Oh, come on. It was a good movie.
I'm sure it was a fun ride.
I had to see something because Mad Max stopped showing.
Bummer. You would have actually seen a good movie with Mad Max. A movie without, you know, every frame having CGI everywhere. But that's just my personal...
I hate you.
Mm.
This is why I don't talk about my interests with you, because you crap all over it.
No, your interests are fine. I'm just not into Teen Wolf, the television show, and I'm not into Jurassic World, the terrible movie. What else are you into?
I hate you.
No, you love me. That's why you come here.
I hate you. Aww. So much.
I get to shoot this woman naked later.
Yes.
So that's going to happen.
Multiple times. In different positions.
Hmm.
In different areas.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'm still waiting for that ball gag. Don't roll your eyes at me.
It wasn't an eye roll. That was more of a... My mouth is dry. I might need to drink something. That sounds good in the microphone, right?
Yeah, it doesn't sound very appeasing.
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 Hmm.
I'm trying to use different words. They may not mean what they're supposed to mean, but I learned if you say them strongly.
If you say something with conviction, yeah. People will understand and believe what you're saying. Exactly. And not question too much.
I learned that. I went, you know what? I like it.
Mm. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what we're shooting today. So we're shooting a couple of characters because you're doing the cosplay, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So let's talk about are there two characters or are there more than two characters?
There's three.
Three characters.
Yeah.
What are they?
I'm going to live my lifelong childhood dream aside from getting naked because I didn't think that far when I was a child.
Oh boy. Two amazing things clashing.
Yeah. But I'm going to be Usagi from Sailor Moon. When I was a kid, I lived off Sailor Moon. I fucking loved that show.
Okay.
And growing up, I had a group of friends. And we all got to pick characters.
Don't swear during this though, because this is for kids.
Ah. Oh, please. We're talking about nudity and you want to give this to children. Don't BS me.
There's no.
Think about it.
No, my brain just shut down. Okay. Censorship. No censorship here. We're good.
Meh.
Okay.
But
so you're going to be Sailor Moon.
I'm going to be Sailor Moon.
But you're not going to be actual Sailor Moon. Because no. Sailor Moon is a character in that show, right?
Yes. She's the main character.
You never... I think of all the cosplays we've ever done, you have never picked like a main character to do.
No, actually, yeah. I've never picked a main character.
You're always a fringe character.
I'm always a side character or a once every now and then character, like a repeat character.
You were Velma once. We shot you as Velma.
No, I was Daphne.
That was Daphne?
Yeah, that was Daphne. Daphne is the girl with the pink, with a purple dress. Velma is the nerdy
orange.
Girl.
Yeah,
orange.
I screwed that up.
Yeah, okay. I can't be Velma. I'm not curvy enough to be her. But I was a perfect Daphne.
I've seen some pictures of some fan fiction of Velma that they reimagine her as maybe a little more less curvy. What's the, I guess that's a PC thing. It's like curvy means
like
you're kind of pudgy, but yeah, you got big boobs. So there you go.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. But I like the idea of Velma being a curvy girl, like something of that.
Mm. I think Daphne is pretty much the major character in that. She's the major. Actually, no.
No.
She wasn't. Velma was the main girl in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Velma was the smart one.
Uh-huh.
Daphne was just the girl who kept getting kidnapped. When I went to conventions and I dressed up as Daphne, the mm-hmm. main photo I would do with my fans was literally tell them, all right, well, just kidnap me. So they would throw me over their shoulder or they would pick me up bridal style and look like they're running away with me.
Let's talk. a little bit about that. Maybe we'll come back to the other characters you play, but let's talk about going to those cons. What is in that for you? Is it the attention that everybody gives you at those cons? Because you're saying that these guys will pick you up, throw you over their shoulder, and run away with you.
Yes.
That sounds a little dangerous.
It is, depending on where exactly you're at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that you push that closer to my face.
I'm sorry, there's a dick-shaped microphone too close to your mouth. Careful.
It's too big to fit in my mouth. Yeah, yeah. I love these moments. No, I go, like, normally when I go to conventions, I go for Cosplay Deviants because I work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And normally I'll go with them and I'll do a guest appearance at their panel and kind of talk to people about them.
Ooh, guest appearance.
And a lot of things is if I'm there, my fans will come to the booth and a good portion of the time they will want a photo with me. And if I'm in Daphne, whatever character I'm in, I won't do the traditional, okay, stand next to me and smile. I want to do something funny or stupid or quirky. So
it doesn't sound like you.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like me at all. So I will actually tell them, all right, here, what do you want to do? And if I'm Daphne, I'm like, all right, kidnap me. I'm Daphne. You have to kidnap me. That's mm-hmm. the whole point. We had a coffee book for Cosplay Deviants.
Right.
And
did they give you a copy of that?
Yeah. No, actually, they didn't. I have to buy my own.
That's bullshit right there.
Well, I missed the cutoff line because I'm lazy.
You could have gotten a copy for free?
I think so. I forgot. Mm. But no, people, like some of my fans had pre-ordered the copy book. And mm-hmm. the one thing you got when you pre-ordered was you got the models to sign in their name and got to autograph it.
Well, yeah. I mean, that would be a good reason to buy a book or something like that. Like when I would shoot for the calendar, it makes more sense that the girls are there mm-hmm. to sign the calendar.
Well, when they told me about it, I went, oh, I would love to sign. So what I did was I didn't want to be traditional. So every single book, I signed something different. And I was the longest person I had a stack of books that I haven't written, like that I was supposed to sign because mm-hmm. I was writing random shit in there. Like I wrote.
So you were holding up the line.
I was holding up the
you
line.
You were not actually doing the signing because it was taking you too long.
It was taking too long because I wanted to make each book like different.
Why do any of these people ask you to come back?
I don't know. I don't
like,
know.
It well, seems
I,
like you're just.
I think a lot of it is because my fans really enjoy because when they get the book, they'll know I'm gonna write something different. Like I wrote a book. Like I wrote in one of the books. I said I want to find the fan who got it because that was the best thing I've ever written in there, and the book literally just says. Quickly, love Freckle Sue.
Quickly.
Quickly, love Freckle Sue. And it was because my boss came up behind me and went, Freckle, you're taking too long. You have to write quickly. So I went, okay, quickly. And I just wrote quickly.
You are like a walking dad joke. Mm-hmm. You're a pun master.
Yep. And okay. And I had another book where I was yelling at the girl next to me. Like I had wrote down, I wrote down like Mimi opened the page for where Candy was at so she can sign to make the line move faster, but when Candy gives me the book she doesn't flip to my page, so I have to find my own tits in order to sign them. This is bullshit. She does not love me. I don't like her. Love Freckle Sue.
You know, if I'm the organizer, I'm going to come up behind you and say, just write your fucking name, get the next guy up here, let's go. You're getting paid by the hour.
I wasn't getting paid.
That's another cool thing about... Well, we're not going to get into that too much because, you know, you can't burn your bridges.
Oh, no. I do that because I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect to be paid to do simple things like that. I don't expect to be paid when
to
I...
To go to a con?
Oh, when I go to
To represent the company that you're working for? I don't think that's out of the realm of reasonability to be compensated a little bit.
Which is true. And normally they do compensate for you
mm-hmm.
on a whole different level. They take care of everything for you. I have to buy my own food. And I think that was a wise choice because I eat a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
So they would go broke by the time I was full.
And just to tell you how models eat, you eat disgusting. First of all, we went out for pizza one time after a shoot. And you insisted on getting double cheese and onion pizza.
It is
what,
delicious.
What is it? No,
yes.
No,
yes.
It's not delicious.
It is delicious.
First of all, gastrointestinal
Stop
nightmare.
Denying. Stop denying.
And just, secondly,
just
it's,
accept the
it tastes,
onion.
It doesn't taste
accept
very good.
Accept the onion.
I'm all for onion, but I mean that's an ingredient. That's not a food
yes,
so
it
much.
Is. Totally is. Onion rings is totally a food product.
Yes, it is. But it's an appetizer towards something more. So can you see yourself sitting around with a white onion chomping on it?
If it was cold.
Ugh, what is wrong with
you? If it was raw and warm, no, I won't touch it. But if you put it in the fridge and then gave it to me, then yes.
You would chomp into a cold white
because
onion.
Because it's cold and it's crisp. Okay. Why do you ask me these questions when you're not going to like the answers?
Because I feel like you're making them up.
I'm not making them up. I love onions.
Okay. All right. When we go out to eat later, I'm not sharing any pizza with you.
Oh, no. I thought we weren't going to have pizza.
No, we're going to do something else. We're gonna...
Are we going to Chili's again?
You say that like it's the horrible thing.
I always go to Chili's.
We can go anywhere. We can go to the Gators or something. Okay, so it's Gators then.
But the thing is, I'm not allowed to pick. That's the whole thing. I come here, we do photo shoots, and I buy you food. So you have to pick.
Oh, okay. I'll pick.
Yeah, because that's the whole idea is I come here, I do you do photo shoots for me because you're so sweet and nice.
I am so sweet and nice.
And in order for me to repay you, I go, hey, I'll buy you food because I used to buy you like drinks, but you don't do that anymore.
I really don't. I'm thinking about having a beer right now though, just to put up with you. But so another interesting thing about Freckle is she's a snorter.
I deny that.
Some women are squirters, she's a snorter, and you just make her laugh a little bit and she'll snort, and because she's snorting, she'll make herself laugh harder, which is an extra snort.
So much.
Oh my god, your phone is on?
My phone is in the other room.
Oh my god, I can hear it very clearly.
Yeah, my phone is in the other... you know what? I'm not very professional, so my phone's gonna go off. I am at least professional enough to leave it in the other room. Or was that your phone?
No, my phone... Oh, you know what it was? It was my iPad.
Oh, you dick.
I am a Hold dick. On. I'm a... Oh, what did you throw?
I threw a bottle cap bottle at cap. You.
Watch out. What is this little guy floating around here?
That's a bug. Oh, I found a roach when I came over here earlier.
Hey, easy. Hold on now.
Oh,
it was dead.
Yeah. It was dead. I walked by. You should be happy that I'm not one of those girls that cry at the sight of a roach. All I did was pick up my stuff, walk into the makeup room, and I just saw a roach on its back in the doorway. And I just looked at it and went,
Oh, it was giant, too. It was a giant one. It was like about 4 inches long.
Yeah, I just looked at it and went, oh, that poor thing. Well, at least it's dead. And I just walked over it. I just left it for you.
That's my job.
Because you didn't wake up on time.
I had an interesting night last night. Not interesting, just couldn't sleep. Sometimes I can't sleep. And that happens.
I don't know why you do this to yourself when you know I'm coming.
Phrasing. You woke me up out of an amazing dream, by the way.
Oh, what was the dream?
I was at a fraternity college party. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those fraternity college parties where every girl was 19, every girl was mega hot.
Oh.
Most of them were half naked, and several of them were drunk and having sex. And it was a free-for-all, so I was like,
in. Okay, were you watching, or were you actually getting in on the action?
I was in on the action.
Like, how many girls did you have?
Just the one, but there were...
Okay,
then
I'm glad I woke you up, because if you're going to walk into that kind of fraternity, you better at least have 3 girls.
Well, there were probably 3 or 4 actively having sex.
But you have to be a part of that.
I was a part of it. I was in the room.
No. Being in the room and watching is not being a part of it.
I was with the one girl.
No, it's like saying I had a foursome, but it's not really a foursome because we never connected.
I'm saying I was two people who were going at it,
but they never crossed the line.
I am saying that I was at
a dream. So for you
dream,
to say you watched 4 girls
I was
like,
at a
going
dream?
At it, I was you were not a part of it. You literally
I
have
was
to,
a part of it.
No, you have to physically be like in one of them or touching one of them or kissing one of them. And you weren't.
I woke up with.
So I'm glad I woke you up
I woke
because
up
that
with
was a pussy move.
And industrial strength rebar in my pants this morning. And it was because you knocked on the door.
Wait, I got you hard for knocking on the door?
No, the dream was what was going on.
You know what? I was having such a good morning because when you answered the door with like a boner, I went, oh my God, this means you missed me.
You didn't see shit. You didn't see shit. I was wearing jeans. Because I was frantically running around my room looking for something to put on.
Oh, that's right. You were wearing jeans.
I was wearing jeans.
Mm-hmm. But you weren't wearing a shirt.
Couldn't find a shirt fast enough.
You know what? I would like everybody to answer the door for me not wearing a shirt. It makes me feel comfortable.
Freckle's not wearing a bra.
I'm not. He made me take my bra off.
I have that power.
He made me. I was putting my, like, we were literally just sitting in the makeup room, chatting with each other, finding out what our lives are doing.
Yeah. And then I casually said.
Oh, there was no casual about it. It was, is that bra going to give you lines? And I just went, I don't know. And he just went, take it off. I see lines. Just take it off.
I'm a professional.
Yeah. Yeah. His professional was literally going, just take it off. I'm like,
you did it.
And I went, yeah, maybe you're right. He's like, yeah, who knew? Who knew a photographer who shot naked women is going to be right? And what happened? I take it off. And the first thing I thought is, look, see, I see lines on your back. This is why you need to
Let
be
Let me
wrong.
See. Are they still there? Turn around. Let me see.
Can you still see? Do you see?
Nope. They're all gone. See? I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but now I'm not wearing a bra. It feels uncomfortable because I'm wearing a loose shirt.
Oh, please. Uncomfortable.
Well, my boob, like, do you know what I do to make sure my boobs keep perky? I have to wear a bra at all times.
No, tell me in very specific detail what you do to your boobs.
I have to wear a bra or a sports bra at all times, even while I'm sleeping, because gravity is a bitch and I'm not going to let them take them yet.
So I'm probably somebody who has seen your free boobs more than most people.
You've actually, if anything, I want to say you've seen my boobs more, like you're probably second place to my ex-boyfriend.
That's okay. I can live with that.
Yeah. But you're the most who've seen my boobs in perfect condition.
What, do you have them waxed and shined or?
No, waxing is horrible. Don't do that to your boobs. No, don't do that to your boobs.
I will not.
No,
then.
Like when we shoot, I make sure my boobs, like, they stay perky. I tell you to get me an ice cube or we do something in the cold so that way they stay hard and they stay up and lifting and whatnot. When I'm like with my guy friend, like when I'm with a guy,
I just don't
fucking care.
My nipples went inverted. Too bad. Too bad.
Pretty much. Because at that point I'm like, yeah, you're expecting this. This is what's gonna happen. But for you, Greg, I'm like, no, Greg has to have perfect boobs.
Do you know why? That's probably why you don't have a boyfriend right now, is because you say, ah, fuck it.
No, there's other reasons why I don't have a boyfriend, and a lot of it is volume control.
Oh. So other people find that to be a fault of yours.
Yeah.
Just me.
Yeah, it's so sad. I'm not vain, but I just think I'm very pretty. Mm-hmm. But I've had so many people literally go, oh no, she's really pretty until she opens her mouth. I hope you enjoy that.
That's a little stab.
Oh no, I've had multiple people, like my sister's boyfriend had introduced me to his friends as, oh yeah, she's gorgeous, but don't ask her any questions.
Your sister still has this boyfriend?
Yes.
You should totally break them up.
I should. You should. But then it was that, and then I had
You should turn on the seduction charm and just walk around in this little tank top thing that she's... I kind of wish I was videotaping this, and I almost did. I had it ready. I just didn't set it up.
I'm actually glad you didn't, because my hair has been curled up for the wig, so I don't think I look pretty right now.
Nobody cares about your hair.
That's true. They don't want to care about
They just want to see
they how... They only care about my body.
Well, you know, we're guys. That's a thing.
But I had that, and then I had a old co-worker. Her husband had introduced me to his friend going, oh, yeah, her co-worker? Oh, yeah, she's really pretty. But damn, when she opens her mouth, all hell breaks loose. I think another guy actually told me that I was really nice to look at, but when I opened my mouth, my voice went down.
I feel like that's a horrible insult, just starting off of, you're real nice to look at.
Yeah.
You're like, nice to look at.
So I kind of went, maybe that's why I don't have a boyfriend, is because I'm such a pretty picture, but when you turn the frame around, you see everything else.
No, it's because you're constantly wearing a bra. If you I think if you walked around the house, if you went out on your dates with no bra on, then that guy would be...
No, I have to wear a bra when I go out, but when you get me home, when you get me home, the pants fly off. That's the one thing I take off automatically. You cannot I don't know why I'm wearing pants right now. This is uncomfortable.
I don't know either.
I don't know why I'm wearing pants right now. I'm so...
Why are you wearing pants right now?
Because you told me to take off my bra and I didn't want to overachieve.
Look, you're an adult human being. You can do whatever you want.
I am an adult.
If you want to take off your pants right now, I'm not going to say don't take off your pants right now. You would literally be the very first guest I've had on this show that has disrobed during the show.
But I kind of want to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take my pants off.
This is happening.
Like, all you know right. what? I spent an hour shaving. I think I can't.
An hour? How hairy were you? Okay. Where was... Why, what happened?
Why is it when
it's Chewbacca. Today on the show, Chewbacca.
Why is it when you say that you concentrate on one area? There's like five different areas that you have to shave for a photo shoot.
We'll get into those five areas in just a moment.
Like,
and
you literally have to like shave five different areas for any kind
oh
of...
Oh my God. I thought you weren't wearing any underwear.
Well, you would like that, wouldn't
okay,
you?
For what you didn't see, and this is very funny, she had little jean shorts on, and so she stands up to take them off, and when she pulled them down, like a lot of times it happens, the underwear was coming off with it. So I'm looking and I'm like, oh, there's nothing, oh, this is going to be interesting. And they're like, oh, no, she had to dig in there and get the underwear
out.
I saw the
warm hope in your eyes.
No, yes! Hold on. Yeah, because I am desperate to see you naked. I can't wait for another 40 minutes.
That's so, oh, I feel bad for your kitchen. I'm going to destroy that.
You're going to clean it.
Yeah. Well,
and that'll be a whole different show. That'll be like, I'll videotape that and then sell it to those weird fetish people who want to see a naked woman cleaning or something like that.
You know what? I would really like to wear a 1950s dress and then do it.
I don't really have a 50s dress, but I got something you can wear probably.
Yay! Mm-hmm. I love that you have a closet full of women's clothes.
Well, that,
and I automatically don't assume you're a cross-dresser.
Well, let's not take that completely off the table.
Because if you're a crossdresser, you are horrible at maintaining the hair.
Well, it's not about being looking like a woman. It's just dressing like a woman.
That is true.
Sometimes I just like to feel pretty.
No, actually, it is true. There is a woman in Europe that won a singing...
Just one?
No, she won a singing contest. The thing is, it was a man. It had a full-on beard, but it was a beautiful woman, but she had a beard, but that was what he is. And she's gorgeous. And when she sings, it's beautiful, but she has a beard. So you could try to represent her. You can do the, like the hairy chest thing.
All right. I'm finally awake now. I'm in a good mood. I'm going to get a beer. So we're going to take 45 seconds here. I'm going to play this song and then we'll be right back because whoops. That is absolutely...
I was going to go, I'm like, this is very subtle.
That is absolutely not the song.
You are no longer allowed to, like, judge any of my music intake.
Whoa. I did not have this queued up. This was not the correct song.
You had it highlighted, which meant you were thinking about it.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. That was different. Let's do this one instead. Okay. All right. So I'm going to put the headphones down for just 1 second. I'll be right back. And do you want anything?
Me?
Yeah.
Can I have water? Since I'm not, like...
Yeah, I'll bring you a water.
Yay.
All right, I'll be right back.
A crystal water.
Do you want to talk over this song?
Like,
again,
a bottle. Do you have bottled?
Yeah, I got bottled.
Okay, I want a bottle chilled. I don't know why he left me alone with the mic. I'm going to touch his stuff. I'm going to... Oh, okay, he has a phone. And there's some chick on it. I don't know. It looks photoshopped. I'm very surprised she's not naked. She should be naked. That's ridiculous. But her boobs are really nice. She's got a flat... Oh, I like that bikini. I want that bikini. Oh, shit! Oh, that's cold!
Don't scream into the microphone!
You put an ice... Oh!
You needed to perk up.
Oh! I thought you said you weren't going to drink anymore when you shoot with me. Because I take advantage of you.
That's private. That's not. We're not talking about that. Snort. There it is. Snort.
Oh, you didn't have Zephyr Hills? Worst podcast ever.
I'm sorry. I didn't have my Voss. I need to invest in some better water, apparently.
Zephyr Hills. You live life or you go home.
I don't understand. Yeah. Water is water.
No, Zephyr Hills is life.
Water is water.
Get out of my car. You know what? Just get out of my car.
It's water.
Get out of my car.
It comes out of the same tap everywhere.
Get out of my car.
Hmm.
Well, as long as it's not Aquafina, that...
water is literally water.
No, Aquafina literally tastes like it's been filtered and it's horrible. It tastes like it's still in the drain.
Oh, God, who would want filtered water? That's disgusting.
It tastes like you got it out of the hose. So it's like childhood. Stop answering your phone. This is not professional.
No, it's just, this is the weirdest situation I have. Like, my phone is completely blowing up with people who want to do things. Stuff. I don't know.
Today?
No, just, you know, people get on me.
I was going to go, oh, and you're saying no to them to spend time with me?
Well,
oh.
Of course. Today is your day. Today is Freckle Day.
Yay!
Why is your name Freckle?
It originally was Freckle, then it turned into Freckle Sue, and it's because I have a freckle between my breasts.
That we have no idea the distance between because she won't tell us.
Exactly. I gotta make you come back for something. Mm. And I had found a voice actor, and he wouldn't remember my name, but because I was wearing a very scantless outfit, he remembered the freckle on my chest.
Voice actor? What is a voice actor? Like for cartoons and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he ended up calling me Freckle. So when I was creating a Facebook account for Cosplay Deviants, you had to have a name. So I went, all right, my name is Freckle, but you have to have a last name. That was the only thing. And I didn't want to be called Miss Freckle because it made me feel old.
It also makes you sound like a weird, lame dominatrix.
Yeah. So I went, I have to find a last name. So I picked Sue, and it was because some guy emailed me and told me that he found my naked photos and that he was going to sell them at a higher profit. And I told him I was going to sue the living crap out of him.
I get it.
If he did that. So I ended up just picking Sue so I could scream, I'm Freckle Sue and I will sue your ass if you do something.
I always kind of wondered where the Sue came from. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was because during that time, someone said they were going to sell my photos before I did.
Who in their right fucking mind would tell you that they're going to do something very illegal?
I don't know.
And bilk you out of money.
Maybe to get the attention.
Ooh, yeah. Negative mm-hmm. attention is attention.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I'm very sassy when I'm mad.
Have your fanboys, who are very, very loyal, aren't they?
Oh, I love them. They're very loyal to me.
Do they buy you things?
They do.
What do they buy you?
I have...
They buy you?
The thing is, I'm a really bad model. I'm the worst. I am. I don't like people buying me stuff.
I have been telling you for years to get yourself a Amazon wish list.
And I did.
You did?
I did.
Good for you.
I finally made one. And the thing is, I don't feel comfortable making my fans buy me stuff because I've had bad experience where I've had people buy me stuff and then it turns around and they're kind of going, well, I bought you all this.
Well, that's why you make you basically give the incentive before they buy you stuff. So if you say you buy me something that's, you know, worth $50 or so, then I will send you a private.
Oh no. The thing is, I wasn't doing anything. It was just, I made a wish list and went, oh, I would love to have this stuff and people would buy
it. Right.
And
but then there's an expectation that you're going to do something for them, meet them or
there's no expectation. There's just, this is a wish list. This is just shit I wanted. And I've had such bad experience. And I went, you know what? I don't want it. But that and the fact that there's not a lot of stuff I want.
Huh?
All I really want is just clothes.
Are you sure you're a girl?
I just want to go clothes shopping. That's all I want.
Okay.
I just want to go buy.
You're a girl. Okay.
I want to go buy clothes. Maybe I'll buy some makeup. But there's not things that are out of this world. Like, I want this figurine. I want this book. So
can I make a request maybe?
Yeah.
Would you buy some sexy lingerie? Because everything that I've ever seen you in, and and this is not to wreck you or anything like that. But you know, so the underwear you're wearing right now is the same underwear that you might see on a.
My comfy underwear.
12-year-old girl.
They're my comfy underwear. They have pink
ribbons. Not that I know that I've seen many 12-year-old girls in their underwear.
Are we going back to Jared now?
Oh, boy. It all comes back to that.
I brought sexy underwear for the costumes.
Oh.
This is just my regular underwear.
This is why you can't hold on to a boyfriend, because you have two modes. You have sexy work freckle mode, and then you have regular,
you know,
don't give any fucks regular girl, who's probably the one with the boyfriend. Who, by the way, looks at your sexy pictures and you're just like, yeah, fucking, I'm dating this model. She's so hot. But at home, you're barely holding it together with granny panties and big Garfield t-shirts.
I don't wear granny panties, okay? I'm just going to put that fact down. I wear bikini cut.
Oh.
I don't wear thongs because I don't like thongs. I will only wear thongs in the photo shoots.
Thongs or G-strings, or is it a difference to you?
any of them. I don't like them.
You don't like anything up your butt.
It feels like a wedgie, and I can't do it. So I wear bikini cut. I wear cute underwear. They're
so
just
you're saying
simple.
You're saying you don't like anything up your butt.
Yeah, I've only done it once. It was not comfortable. I can't.
We've all done it at least once.
It just wasn't comfortable. But you know what's really funny? All the lingerie.
This better be really funny.
Oh no! All the lingerie that I had brought, like the lace, the diamond bra, like all the stuff that I had brought, I didn't buy those.
Good, you shouldn't.
My ex-boyfriend bought me those.
Oh.
He would buy me lingerie in hopes that I would wear it for him.
He was trying to tell you something.
And I would bring it to you and go, I think we should do a photo shoot using this because I think it's pretty.
This is why you don't have a boyfriend.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
I just want to be loved. That's all I want.
Well, maybe your assistant will love you.
She does love me.
Get a puppy. They'll love you.
No.
Get a cat.
God, I hate that.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. We already talked about that.
We already talked about that.
And her cat attacked her wig, and it was a big fiasco. But
oh, my God. It took me till 2 to fix it. Oh, my God.
Wah.
But no, but I have a wish list, and I've actually put tea on there. Because there's tea that I like at Tivana, and it's the only one that I will drink.
Tea.
Yes.
I would love to see your Amazon wish list. How do I find it?
You have to ask my assistant, man.
Oh my God, you are so lame.
I love the fact that I can say that. I think my Amazon wishes should be Freckle Sue.
Really?
Yeah. Because you gotta remember it's me and I forget everything.
Hmm. Well,
so there should be literally just my name.
No, I don't really see it there, but honestly, to be completely honest, I don't know how to search people's wish lists. Oh, wait, find a gift. I'm not sure how this works. So last night, it's a gift anyway. Last night we were doing our podcast out of Gods and Monsters. And do you know what Periscope is?
No.
Oh my God, kid, get with the program. Get into the 2015.
I'm not wearing a bra. What more do you want from me?
Or pants.
What more do you want from me?
This is the most naked podcast I've ever done, by the way.
Well, I still have a shirt on.
But barely.
Barely. Yeah, it is very loose and it's slightly see-through, but
I noticed that. It was see-through. Yeah, I saw
that's why I wore a cream bra, so that way when it's see-through, you really can't see anything.
Cream bra.
A cream.
Phrasing.
Cream bra.
Okay.
A pearl necklace.
Yeah.
Maybe you can do like the cream lines down the back. I will not do a money shot.
Mm-hmm. No, that's your line. That's your hard line in the sand.
Yeah, I will not do a money shot.
Ooh, talking about hard lines in the sand. We did a shootout in the sand once.
Yes, we did.
What was that character?
That was Yoko from Gurren Lagann.
That's right.
This is
a 2 year in the coming.
No,
or
that was 5 years.
5 years in the making shoot that she was just waiting to do.
No, what it was is I did a preview shoot. Years ago,
mm-hmm.
and then we were supposed to go back with my original photographer, and after 4 years, he finally went, hey, you have a new photographer, right? I'm like, yeah. I said, get him to do it.
Oh, that's rude.
Yeah, he's like, get him to do it. So I was like, all right, so I had to call you, and remember when I sent you the text last night and went, I remember your face at 9 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
That was the day.
That was the same face you saw today at 12:45, right?
Yeah, because we had to get there early, so we didn't have to do it in the afternoon where it was going to be really hot.
Yeah.
So I came here at 9 in the morning, and you just opened the door, and you were dressed, but you opened the door, and you just had that look where you wanted to kill everything. And I was like, hi, are you?
Well, I'm never happy to wake up that early in the morning. That's
yeah. But we had to do, we went to Play Linda. That's where
that's
we went.
That's right. Play Linda. That is the unofficial nude beach mm-hmm. of Central Florida.
Yep. We went to Play Linda and you made fun of me because when we got there, we got pretty much...
You were getting eaten by bugs.
I was getting eaten by bugs, but...
I was not.
No, but the thing was, we made it partly down where we were supposed to go and I had to stop because I forgot my shoes.
Oh.
And
you idiot.
Yeah, you've literally said that. You just turned around and went, you idiot.
That's right. And what I did was I gave you the keys and I said, go get them. And I sat at the little bathroom area with the under the shade. I'm like, I'm not fucking walking back there.
Yeah, you mean I had to walk back and do it.
I am the worst, meanest photographer ever.
You are.
I'm so sorry. But I you know what? I gave you good pictures.
You did. I love the photos came out beautiful.
And I'm totally not too creepy.
No, you're not too creepy. Everybody else was creepy because there was other people there. Though.
I'm getting there. I love Ariana Grande. I think she is the hottest thing ever. And she's about, what? She looks like she's 16.
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm. I'm a hit and miss with her.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Maybe if she was like taller.
I think it's that ponytail. I just want to grab it and just like.
Yeah, she will. Like, apparently that's her signature hairstyle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not even sure if that's her real hair. If that is your real hair.
It probably isn't.
Probably not.
It probably isn't. Then again, I love Lady Gaga. Don't judge me. She is
beautiful. Be moving on now.
She is beautiful. Mm-mm. And not in the crazy outfits, but when she wears like the really seductive outfits, it's really nice.
She has a penis.
I will go down on her if she did. That's Lady Gaga. I will do anything
and
for her.
And that's where the podcast took a turn.
Yes. For the worst.
Are you into girls?
I am, but I have a particular kind that I go for. I'm very picky.
What is that particular kind?
I'm a delicate flower. I'm very picky. I like girls who are shorter than me, thinner than me, and, have a, like, my ideal girl has, like, A-cups, long hair,
Wait a minute.
Pretty much.
You said A-cup boobs?
Yeah.
Like tiny?
I want to be the bigger chest girl. I feel if the girl's bigger than me, I feel she would take control and...
So your boobs are the source of your power?
No, it's just how I feel. Like, I haven't actually found a girl with a big cup size that I actually felt attracted to. I normally felt attracted to girls who had smaller boobs.
Okay.
But that's normally when I go for girls who are like shorter than me, skinnier than me, because I want to be able to pick them up.
Because you want to be the dominant.
I do. When I'm with a girl, I'm the dominant. When I'm with a guy, they're the dominant.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much how I roll.
How dominant?
Well, I grew my hair out for a reason.
Okay.
I grew my hair out for a reason, and I'm not ashamed for getting the claw marks and the bruises for it.
I knew that this would be a good idea. I knew that this podcast would be a good idea.
But my ass is very tender, because if you give one smack to it, I'm going to have a handprint. No, I'm going to have a bruised handprint.
Oh.
Because my ass is very tender.
Well, then that's not a good idea, especially being a model. You can't be having bruised ass.
Unless that's what they want.
If that is your real name. Okay, so I'm learning things about you.
And it took you, what, like 4 years to learn this about me?
I never asked.
God, we've known each other for 4 years, and this is our friendship.
Look.
This is our friendship.
Look, here's what happened.
And I know shit about you.
You don't know nothing about me.
I know, like, probably more than you know about me.
You don't know anything about me. I have changed so much in the last 4 years.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? Because you still didn't wake up, and I came later because I knew your ass wouldn't be awake.
But I do have a ball gag.
And you never show me. But then again, if you give me the ball gag, then we can't have the fun part.
You don't know me anymore.
Like, you can't do the fun part. I'm sorry, but you give me the right guy, I like going down on him. So if you give me a ball gag, you're going to take away my fun. Unless it's a ball gag that actually has the hole.
That's the hole gag. No, that's not a ball gag. Oh. Ball gag, hole gag. Yeah, different.
But you're going to take away fun from me, and I don't want that taken away from me.
That's part of the dominant kind of thing. You don't get to make those decisions. You do what you're told.
Well, then you're going to hear me whine a lot.
Then you get punished for whining. I mean, you're the worst sub ever.
We had this discussion. God.
We never had this discussion.
No, we did. I don't know if you remember, but you had a dominatrix chair and you told me it was because some girl wanted to do a photo shoot.
It's called a horse.
Yes. And we were talking about it, and I went, because I came in and went, are you into S&M? And just didn't tell me. And you went, no, this girl, it's her doing our photo shoot.
I lied.
Yeah, you lied.
I lied.
And I looked at it and you went, are you a dominatrix? And you're just not telling me. And you're like, no. And then we got a discussion. Like,
because there's
you...
no such thing as a male dominatrix.
And then you kind of went and you're like, what about you? And I'm like, oh, I would be the worst. And
you
like,
would be the worst.
And then we were discussing it. And after me telling you, you literally went, you just cannot go near them. Just stay away from S&M.
Yeah.
And I went, why? Like, because you will piss everybody off. Just stay away from it. So we had this discussion.
Which is bizarre to me because, I mean, you play all these characters. You play make-believe.
Yes.
And that's what the dom-sub relationship is. It really is just sort of like a play.
I'm a fighter. Like, I will be submissive to you, but I'm going to fight you.
You're a brat.
I am a brat. You're a brat. I really am. I am the biggest brat.
Yeah, and brats get punished.
Oh. You can handcuff my hands, and I'm still going to use my feet.
Handcuffs. That's so amateur hour.
Yeah, I don't like the handcuffs. Give me the ribbon.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to move on. We're not talking about this
anymore. You pick topics, and when we talk about them and get into the serious seriousness of it, you change it because you don't like my answers.
No, it's not that I don't like your answers. Is that we're not going to get anywhere with it. I mean, it's
like we hit a brick wall, and we're just clawing
and,
at it.
And we're, like, dancing around this very dangerous territory that I'm not necessarily interested in revealing that much. You know, like, I am the podcaster. You are the podcast-e. You are the guest. I'm the one who's supposed to bring all the shit out of you, the other way around.
Oh, are you feeling uncomfortable because now I'm making your listeners learn stuff about you? Is that what it is?
I am supposed to be mysterious.
You are a horrible host then.
That's ridiculous.
Either you're a horrible host or you did not choose wisely when you had me come on this.
No, I think I did well. I think this is good. I think it's a good warm up to our shoot because we've always had some kind of sexual tension when we shoot, and I think that only helps the shoots.
Yes.
And I feel that with anybody, you know, like I think the majority of guys who get into photography, they do it just to see naked women, and it's not that I ever really had that wasn't necessarily my biggest intention because I don't even really shoot nude that much when I was shooting anyway. I preferred to shoot kind of like
Like, I've seen your photos. You're very either artistic or very glamour.
Yeah. And more often than not, I'm doing a lot of implied stuff instead of, you know, outright overt nudity.
When you do the swimsuit photos, those are beautiful. I've wanted to do one because you have this place where there's a waterfall and whatnot.
Yeah, that's my buddy Neil. Neil Simon down in Delray Beach. He's got a very beautiful pool area down there, and I shoot down there sometimes.
Yeah, and I always go, I'm like, I wanted to do that just for that, but that...
And also, I've always said no.
Yeah, you always said no. And then it turned around and I went, I want you to get an underwater camera because I want to do an underwater photo shoot. And you're like, maybe.
Why didn't we do that? I have an underwater shoot right now. I mean, camera right now.
I asked you and I went, I wanted to, it was because
would
I
would be naked.
Yes, like I would be naked. I would be wearing like a dress, but it would come off and whatnot. And it was only I thought that idea because I saw 300 and I got pissed over the Oracle scene.
Oh, that's right, that was done underwater. That's
and it
pretty
was
cool
done, and like it, but the thing was, it was really nice, but the one thing I hated was the girl's face was pinched because she was trying
because
to
she's
hold,
underwater.
Yeah, and I went, you can literally do that and not pinch your face.
You can, but however, I will say this, now that I make films, I'm a filmmaker. Anyway, you have to appreciate that scene that they were doing there. She was probably underwater for a good 2 days doing those scenes, and
which I commit
over and over and over and over again. And you know that's exhausting.
It is, and I commit it. I thought it was a beautiful scene. It's just I hated.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
I just hated the pinched face because I went, I know they did this underwater, but I want to believe it's not underwater.
And you know what's interesting now today. Even though 300 is probably only, what, 10 years old?
Yeah.
Today, they would probably just do that completely CGI. Because the technology is that good, and they could make her face look exactly the way they want it to look.
Yeah. So when I saw that scene, I had actually grabbed you and went, hey, Greg, I want to do an underwater shoot. And you had said, yeah, why not? But you always say yes to all my ideas. So I never know if you're actually going to do it or you're just saying yes to make me shut up.
Well, it's really, really early. However, if you stick around until nighttime, we can do a rain shoot.
A rain shoot?
So what I do is I go in the backyard and I set up, I have a set that I can build that makes it look
like
it's raining.
I feel like I live in your backyard.
You know, you've done a few shoots back there.
I've done a lot of photo shoots back there. I think the most famous one is the mud shoot.
I was not even going to bring that up until 5 seconds after you actually just did. You had a lot of fun on the mud shoot.
I love the... I'm like, you know what? That actually... That mud shoot actually made me...
Horny.
No, it made me say, I wanted you to be my photographer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why is that?
It was because that was a group photo shoot. It wasn't just a solo. You had multiple girls.
Yeah, there were four or five that
day. Yeah, there were multiple girls. Yeah. And I came in and I was doing... Like, they got... Like, I was the first time I actually went where they had to get... I had to have my makeup on and someone did my makeup for me.
Really? I can't remember.
Like, someone did my makeup for me.
You looked good. Yeah.
And I was very shocked. I'm like, oh my God. And when I walked outside to do the mud and you had the clean mud and whatnot...
It was clean mud.
Like, you were getting the camera done. I went, hey, I'm here. And you had literally went... Oh, hey, just to let you know, the reason I picked you was because I knew you would have fun with this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I did. I knew you. And I knew you would enjoy it.
And I went, what? And you're like, yeah, I've had three girls in there. And you literally had to tell them, please cover yourself. Just get in there. Get in there. And you went, when I went, you know what? I should have Freckle do this because she would have fun. Mm-hmm. I had you do it because I knew you would actually dive in there. And I dove in.
Yeah,
I ran in, and by the time...
I had to not physically remove you, but I had to tell you more than one time, okay, we're done.
Yes, you had to, like that, and it was, you had to tell, the only time you had to give me critiques was when you told me to throw some mud on my face, because I was throwing mud everywhere else, but I didn't want to get it on my face, because they did my makeup.
Nobody ever wants to get it on their face.
Well, I didn't want to get the makeup ruined, that's why I don't like money
shots. You, girl.
That's why I don't
girls.
That's why I don't like money shots, because my makeup is perfect.
That's not why you don't like money shots.
It's sticky.
I'll tell you a secret. And maybe this is just me, but you know, I may or may not have been involved in something like that a few times. And what's funny is when you're in it, you're building up to it and you're just like, oh my God, this is gonna be so hot. This is gonna be so great. And then you do it, and then sometimes I don't know what it is. I guess it's in the brain or something like that. After you come, something flips in your mind and you come back to reality and you're just like, ugh, what the hell?
No,
Why did I talk you into doing that?
No, I've had that happen.
The hell?
It's just like you're on that that drive.
Yeah.
You're on that drive and you're thinking it's such a great idea, but once it's done, it is a horrible idea.
So to any woman listening to this, Here's how you get anything you want in life. When you're doing the sex with your guy or something like that.
Snoo snoo.
Thank you. That's a Futurama reference that nobody understands. If you want something from your guy, and maybe you know you.
I found the best way to get to the woman is to sleep with her parents. Zach Bradigan. Get with them. And you got her.
I have to have sex with your parents?
Oh, no. Zap Bradigan did that. He's like, the best way to a woman's heart is through her parents. Sleep with them. And then she's all...
Oh, Zap. We're still Zap on Futurama.
Yeah,
I'm
Zap
sorry.
Bradigan.
Okay. Oh, my God. Listen, we're not doing Futurama because we could do that for hours. What I'm saying is, if you are having trouble getting that puppy that you want, or if you are having trouble getting that... that Lexus lease that you really want. Here's what you do. You put on that sexy lingerie that he bought you that you never wear. You go braless. You get him half drunk. And then you do your little dance and you're sexing and all that stuff. And then 5 minutes before he's about to erupt after 2 hours of mind-blowing sex, you ask for that thing that you want. He'll say yes. Because... at that point, we are open to any suggestion, anything ever.
So, is that what I have to do to get that underwater photo shoot with you?
No. We can do that anytime. We need to find a pool.
We do.
You know a pool?
No, I don't.
Mm.
That's too bad. You have a friend that has a waterfall pool.
That's in Delray Beach.
We could have fun.
Do you know where that is?
No.
It's 4 hours away.
We could have fun.
I'm certain we could have fun.
Please, every photo shoot we've ever done has been in a 24-hour photo shoot.
Time out. One day, we took a car ride out to Playalinda Beach.
Yes.
I nearly killed you on that car ride.
Why?
I can't be in a car with you for 4 hours. I can't do it.
We were having fun.
You were having fun.
I was having fun.
I was about to throw you out of the car.
Well, I'm sure you would have fun if you drove.
I drove to play Linda.
No, I drove to play Linda.
No, I did.
No, I did.
No, because I gave you my keys to go back to the car.
No, it was my car.
Oh, shit, you're right.
That was the whole thing. That was the only reason you went to play Linda was because I offered to do it for you. I was going to drive.
I'll tell you what.
I was going to pack the car. I was going to buy you lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I drove. If you drove, it would have been a different story.
I'll make you a half deal. Okay. And the half deal is that...
If I go braless, will you spend the 4 hours?
Yeah, I'll do it. Wow. See, snort city. No, what... this is way... we're just having a conversation here. We're not even doing a podcast. Sorry, everybody listening.
I feel like this is what a podcast should be.
I'm going to cut it all out anyway. This is all just going to be cutting room floor. I'll tell you what. I'm getting a new Miata in 6 or 7 weeks or something like that.
Ooh. Miata.
Yeah. What did you call it? Miata?
I don't know.
Miata.
I don't know what that is.
It's a little tiny sports car, convertible sports car.
Ooh.
It's awesome. Awesome sauce. I'll be wanting to drive that thing everywhere. So we'll talk about possibly running down to Delray Beach and doing a sexy underwater photo shoot. We'll see.
Yay!
No, we'll see.
Yes!
This is how you get stuff.
This is how I get stuff. And I have to think of a really good idea. I think that's the only reason you agreed to do cosplay photo shoots is if I have really good ideas.
Well, you're going to be mostly naked most of the time.
Well, you shoot me naked regardless.
I know, but if you're going to be in a really beautiful area like the waterfall pool, then mm-hmm. you're going to be waterfall naked.
Well, there's a dress that I know of that would be perfect.
And that's cool. We'll do that.
It's a see-through dress.
Yes.
Like, it's solid up top, but it's see-through everywhere else.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this shaving for an hour situation.
There's a lot of places you have to shave, okay?
And name all of them.
You have to shave both your legs, which are two.
I didn't actually think you were going to do that. There are two legs? Really, two legs.
You have to shave both one. Your legs.
I only see
all the
one.
Way up, all the way up.
All the way up to the hip?
Yep, all the way up to the hip. All okay. the way to the hip. And then
why?
You have,
how hairy are your thighs?
They're not. Well, it depends if you have like dark hair.
Can you make a Chewbacca sound?
No, I can't.
I can't either.
But like I have, it's really sad. I have dark brown hair and that's my natural hair color. But mm-hmm. on my thighs, I have blonde hair. So I don't have to shave because you don't really see it.
Yes, but you do anyway because?
Because I don't want the shine of the lights to be on it.
It is interesting when you're fuzzy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like the two legs and you have to do your armpits and then you have
ew.
To. Yeah. Yeah. Then you have to do.
Let's see the armpit. Is it?
Yeah. I got them. I got them both.
Look at that. They're clean.
Yep. I got them both.
Good job. Then, you got them both?
Yep. I got them both.
All right.
But there's also different areas because there's a lot of girls. Like the thing is you have to realize a lot of women are different and a lot of girls
really?
Have. Yeah. They have. Some girls have dark hair where it actually trails down their neck.
Like an animal?
Mm-hmm. It okay. trails down their neck. Some of them have, like, some girls I've started seeing, they do happy trails.
I don't go for that. I think that's not attractive.
I, like, if they want to do it, good for them, but I don't like it, so I have to make sure mine's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I refuse to do any kind of pubic hair in photo shoots. I can't do it.
I love you.
I can't do it, so I had to get rid of all that. I only did it once, and that was because that was just a surprise photo shoot.
Now, here's an interesting question, and it's personal. Have you ever had, like landscaping down there? Have you ever, like, created, like, a landing strip or a heart or, you know, a patch, a triangle, whatever?
I have.
And this is a thing that you like to have?
No.
You don't like to have it? No hairs at all?
I don't like having any kind of hair because it's just... if I'm by myself and I'm not going to do anything for a week, I'll let a bush grow for all I fucking care.
And it grows in a week? Holy shit. What, like, what's wrong with you?
I just don't care.
Just poof.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't care. But when it
grows at the speed of light.
But like if I'm going out on a date, I'm going to shave it off just in case. I may not even sleep with them.
What the hell? No. You just brought up a very interesting point here. If... All right, look.
Okay.
Let's say as a guy, I'm talking to all the guys now.
Okay.
You go on a date.
Mm-hmm.
let's say it's a first date, maybe it's a third date, whatever. Let's say it gets to that point. You are now back at her place, your place, whatever. You've now drank your two glasses of pussy wine and you're watching Netflix or you're listening to some, you know, whatever mixtape that you've put on there.
Okay.
And you go, you're making out on the couch, you're doing your exploration, and you go down there with your hand and you feel very bald vagina. There are two possible reasons that you're feeling bald vagina at that point. One, she got laser hair removal a couple of months ago, years ago, whatever, and there just isn't any. Or two, she expected to have sex with you tonight. That is the only reason women would shave their vagina before going on a date.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yep. If you expect or anticipate even the remote possibility that that's going to happen, and that's good news. That's good news if you're there, because that means yes. I think that's a yes. I mean, at that point.
But it's also a trick too, because it could be there's an indication that yeah, I want to sleep with this guy.
But
it may be down the road. I may not want, like, during the date, he might say something or do something.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Then it turns into, now I don't want to, and I just shaved my pussy for nothing at this point. Well, I feel good, so I at least have that. I'll go home and take myself out, I guess. He's drinking right now. He chugged it. Good for you.
There was one sip left. Get out of here.
He chugged it.
It was the I'm going to take myself out situation that made me funny.
But I have to shave for that. I don't, and all my photo shoots, I will never have a happy, like, the thing is, I've been told that guys pay more to see hair down there, and I still won't do it. Like, I just.
Who does that?
I don't know, but there are, this is also the same people who told me that if I did the spread eagle and actually let the guy see down there.
No, you never do that.
Well, that's what, like, a lot of girls are doing, and that's what the fans want. So no. I have my fans go, I want that.
And I'm, no.
And that's why I like
shoot. You never do that.
But that's why I like shoot with you, because you'll go, oh, dude, I can't see it, but you have this shadow there, so we can't see it. It's going to fuck your fans over.
Well, that's not something we necessarily want to admit doing on purpose.
Admitted it. Oh, okay. I admitted it on my Facebook all the time.
I've always stood by the opinion that the tease is far more important than the gynecological look at my business. Look at my cervix.
I actually had an argument with a fan of mine because they found me at Dragon Con and he went, why wouldn't I do the spread eagle that everybody else was doing? Why wouldn't they let me, like, why won't I see your pussy lips or something?
Because you will someday.
And I told him, like, well, I believe that in all my photo shoots, if I let you see it now, there's no reason for you to come back.
That is exactly correct.
And he's like, oh, come back. Like, no, you've seen everything. You'll never come back because it's going to be the same thing. Like, I think my very last photo shoot I will ever do before I say I'm retired, I'm done, I'm walking away, that will be the day you will see everything.
Double insertion. It'll be just,
like,
jizz faces for days.
Like fall balls to the walls. That may happen.
Balls to the walls.
But until that time, I'm going to tease the living shit out of you.
And that's the way it should work.
To make you come back. Because, yeah, my boobs are never going to change. Yeah, that's never going to change. But something.
Not true. You said your boobs got bigger.
Yeah, they did get bigger. They did. And I think it was because I think since I cut Pepsi out, which is really.
Would you like to talk into the microphone or are you just going to sit way back there and
sorry.
Just. There you go.
But ever since cutting Pepsi out of my life, which is very traumatizing, my fans know me.
This is for anybody listening there, this is a battle that has been going on between you and I for 3 years,
yes,
4 years.
Yes, for 3 years.
This is a girl who used to drink 4, 5, sometimes 6 Pepsis a day.
It's so good.
And full-on real Pepsis, not diet Pepsi.
No, not diet. No pussy Pepsi for me.
Not caffeine-free.
Oh, no. It was legit straight up.
Yeah.
And
Too many empty calories.
And I finally gave it up in, like, February of this year.
And look at the collarbones I'm seeing on you here.
Yeah, you see, like, I've lost some weight. Like, not, like, dramatically.
No.
But I've lost enough to where I'm back. Like, I'm happy with.
I'm seeing shoulder bones in there. Like, that's all good.
Like, I'm happy.
And somehow
with
you
how
kept your tits.
I
don't know how that happened.
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense,
like,
to me.
My tits got bigger.
You are a anomaly to the human race.
And, like, my tits got bigger. My stomach got flatter again.
Imagine if you did a little bit of workout once in a while.
You know.
I know. That's a lot to ask.
That is a lot to ask. Like, I've been arguing with my thighs for like months.
You've been screaming at them?
Yes. I was like, God damn it.
Get smaller!
Exactly. Like, damn it, thighs. Why can't we work together? But I just think I will always be happy with the fact that I'm a size 7 and I will just stay in the size 7. 5 to 7, I'm happy.
Dude, I'm in the same position. Like, I'm not a big fat fatty, but if I went to the gym and actually gave a shit and tried, I would look far better than I look. Yeah. I mean, I'm a little sloppy.
I'm just happy the way I am. So I just want to keep myself toned.
Dude, that's life. You know, be like, happy with who you are and what you are. And
like, I don't think I would look very flattering if I had abs, if I had muscles, or I don't want to get bigger because I don't feel I want to. But
do what you want.
Like, I'm just happy with how my body is right now. Yeah, I have my hips and thighs are still kind of the same.
You are the person in the shower when you're in there. So like, you obviously see and check yourself out and you're just like, yeah. It's good.
Like, I literally bought a full length mirror. So
for the shower?
Yeah, no, not for the shower.
Because that would be good times. Why don't people do that? Why don't people have shower mirrors?
If they did.
That would make shower sex so much better.
I'm sorry, but if they did that, that would probably be in my bathroom. I'm all about mirrors.
That is an Indiegogo waiting to happen.
Patent
the full length shower mirror.
Patent it. It's a good idea.
I've just did patent it right now by talking about it on the podcast. I've copyrighted my idea of the shower mirror.
But I had a full length mirror just so I can check my progress. Mm-hmm. So if there was something I didn't like, that would go, all right, I want to work on that. But ever since doing that, I'm like, I got my body down to where I wanted to be. Going, you know what? I like this. I'm slender, but I'm not skinny. I'm curvy, but I'm not big. I'm perfect. Like, I love where I'm at. I'm just going to stick with this.
Me too. That's where I'm at. I'm curvy, but I'm not fat. I've got about a B cup right now. I'm feeling pretty good about things, you know?
I like how you're...
I don't have to wear a bra.
I like the fact that you chose not to wear a bra to make me feel comfortable. Thank you.
Well, you know, I want, you know...
Thank you. You're all about the guests.
It's important. I want to make sure everybody is comfortable because, you know...
It's all about the guests. But yeah, so I lost a little bit of weight, got my collarbones. I kind of went, when I stopped drinking my Pepsi in February, by the time it was April, I kind of went, there better be a fucking difference. And when Greg sees me, he can go.
And there is.
Like, I could see a difference. Look at you. I told my assistant, like, I want my photographer to pick up the camera and go, there's something different. I don't know what it is, but there's something different. I don't even want to tell me.
I knew it as soon as I saw you today.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, so I was there. You go. On that note, what are we at? 120? What else are we going to talk about? Anything interesting? What else is going on in your life? Nothing.
Nothing. I've got like pretty much everything's in line. I'll be scheduling to come. What?
I got to get you body painted one of these days.
You have painted me before.
No, that was...
You did the Tron photo shoot?
No.
And then
hold
you did
on.
The swirls. I got in trouble for the swirls.
Why'd you get in trouble for the swirls?
Because I moved and I smeared the paint.
Oh, that. No. No, I'm talking about a real body painter coming in and body painting.
Oh, yeah. I would love that.
Yeah. I have a friend, Juan Pantoja, now, who's... he is amazing.
Oh.
And he does a lot of very cool stuff. And we're always looking for bodies. And, and we're still trying to work on our lingerie series, which is painted on lingerie.
Wasn't that the painted on sports outfits that you've done before?
Sports.
Like, you did this thing where you had models wear football kind of team outfits.
That wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
Oh. No, I find that a little cheesy, but I mean, it's all a little cheesy, but he's always looking for bodies, and you have a good one. Yeah, and so,
oh yeah, I would love that.
I'll consider that.
I would love that. I'll
put your name in the hat.
Yay! Please do that, because we always have funny things or good stories that always happen when we do shit like that. Like, I've told, there's one popular story about you that my fans know and everybody on Facebook.
About me?
Yes, about you.
A story about me.
About you.
What is the story about me?
It was the Tron photo shoot.
Oh, God damn it.
Yep. You remember that?
That was, That could have been the most ridiculous night of my life.
But it was the funniest damn thing to ever happen. Like, I'm going to tell you, listeners, this is the funniest damn thing. I got asked...
You're going to make me sound like a goddamn scumbag.
Yeah, he was. Oh, my God. No, I kid you not. When Trump... before Tron Revolution came out, like the newer one.
Mm-hmm.
You decided you wanted to do a old school Tron photo shoot, but you wanted two girls to dress, like, to actually get body painted.
Yes, I did.
And you originally had another girl come in, but mm-hmm. she wouldn't get naked for you. I think that was the biggest thing, is she wouldn't take off her underwear.
No, she would. She did, totally.
Oh. But I thought, like, that was the only reason I came, was because another girl said no.
No,
it was. You had two girls and one refused.
Oh, yes. That's the situation. Yeah. I'm sorry. You replaced the girl who was very adamant about, I have to be wearing underwear. I'm like...
Yeah, and she wanted to bring her boyfriend or something.
Yeah, no.
And you, like, it was becoming last minute because it was very close. So you gave me a call and I was free. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there, you had someone do the painting, mm-hmm. and you were just setting up the lights. And that other girl went first. She got painted first. Mm-hmm. Everything was set. And I remember the painter, when she was done with her, she went, all right, you're still wet. Don't do anything. Let it dry. And she went, okay. And she walked away. And it was my turn. And she's painting me and she's telling me, like, what it's gonna, like, what this shoot's gonna be about and all that. And when she was done with me, she's like, all right, go find the photographer, ask him how he thinks or if I should change anything, then come back. I'm like, okay. I walked out of the makeup room.
Screwing this story up so badly.
I went across the living room, went into the kitchen, and all I saw were you two really close. It was really dark.
Oh, okay.
Like, you're really not,
you haven't screwed up the story yet.
Yeah, like, you were okay. Really close.
Yes.
So I'm like, come on, I'm 20. I know exactly what's going on in there.
Hey.
And I didn't know.
I'm a man.
I didn't know how to, because this was like, I was still new. Like, I was still working with you, was brand new. And I felt like, we're not in that situation where I can literally bust in on your makeout session and go, hey.
Hey.
So I turned around, walked back to the makeup room, went into the hallway, turned around, and just screamed your name.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard you go, what? And I'm like, I need you to come look at my paint. And you walked down and went, yeah. And you made it look like you weren't doing anything. You're like, oh, we were just talking. And and you walked out and you had the black lights on. So when you came out and you went, all right, get in the black light. And I walked into the black light. You're like, all right, let's change this. And when you were telling the makeup artist, you stepped into the black light.
No, you're doing this wrong. You're doing it so wrong. No.
You stepped into the black light and all we saw was paint smear all over your face.
You're so
and
wrong.
And you looked over at the other girl and her paint got messed up and the makeup artist yelled at you for messing up her work.
You're screwing it all up.
I'm not screwing up. You made out with a girl with wet paint and your shit got caught. Black light caught. Because I remember because I was laughing so fucking hard I almost fell. That was the best moment ever.
All right,
you know what you told me when I looked at you and went, really, you did that? You just did that. She's like, she attacked me. What was I supposed to do?
I was all, like, right, listen,
little bitch.
I have to cut all this out because this is not a story that's fit.
You have to keep this
I will. It's not a story fit for consumption, but this is actually how it happened.
No, it didn't. It happened exactly like that. Don't lie to your fans.
Your recollection of what happened is wrong.
No, I was right. You're just embarrassed because I'm not caught.
I'm not embarrassed that I got caught.
You got caught.
I just want to make sure that everybody understands exactly how it happened.
He got caught.
So, yes, she went first. You were getting your makeup done. And, yes, when you came out to that kitchen, you did see us being very close and flirty and stuff like that. But that had been a situation that had been going on for years before you. And it just all culminated in one situation where she is... You know, she's standing naked in front of me and I'm, you know, trying to keep it together. Anyway, so yes, there was some of that. And then once you were finished, we shot you and then we shot the two of you together. And then there was some situations where you had to go off of that set and get something done or whatever. And that's where the attack happened.
No, it was before the photo shoot. It was before.
I can't imagine it would have been because I wouldn't have messed up her
no,
paint
it,
like that.
No, it was before because if I will actually get, I still have the photos. I will show you during like the very beginning of the photo. She had smudges on the top of her head where your faces collide and she had to fix it before the photo shoot because she was still wet. And that's why you had a shriek on your face. It was before the photo shoot. You might have made out with her when I left the second time. Oh. No, wait. You didn't make out with her the second time because when I walked away, I came back and went, do you have to get back in the black light to see if you did anything? And you went, I didn't do anything. I just stood here and I waited because I'm a professional. It was...
total lie. I'm not a professional.
He's not a professional. But this was before the photo shoot. It was. You're probably...
Okay. Here's the deal I'm willing to make you.
Okay.
I will accept that version of the story for the purpose of the podcast. And okay. When we're done here, I will explain to you what happened.
I know what happened. You might be thinking what happened after the photo shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened after the photo shoot was a completely different thing.
Not in the living room, though.
No, not in the... I still...
No, there was a part in between that. That I will tell you.
Oh, yeah. That one I don't know about.
You don't know about.
I don't know about that one. But the photo shoot.
Yes, that was weird.
Oh, you know what? I still came out the winner.
I know, but I blew it. I could have had... Never mind. Anyway, we're going
to... No, actually, you couldn't because I wasn't going to touch her.
Oh.
Like, I just...
But she was your type. She was smaller than you. She had little tiny boobs.
No, she was taller than I was.
No, she was not. No, she's a little tiny girl.
Oh, no, I think she got drunk.
Yeah.
That was what it was. And oh, yeah. She got drunk, and it was just really awkward, but I was drinking, too, so mm-hmm. I couldn't leave. I was actually...
We were all drinking.
Yeah, I was actually going to leave that night.
I know, and I asked you not to because you were drunk.
Yeah, like, I wanted to leave.
You were 21, though.
Yeah. I was 21 then. But I wanted to leave because it was getting really awkward because she was very adamant that she had to make out with you.
Yes.
She was very adamant.
That was her goal for the entire night, I believe. Mm-hmm.
That was very adamant. And when because I had walked away to go to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back, she had just lunged at you mm-hmm. on the couch. And I just kind of sat there and went, well, I don't.
Awkward.
And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? So mm-hmm. I just did what the whole reason I came over. I wanted your bed. Your bed is the most comfiest damn thing I've ever laid on. Mm. So when you two were making out, I went, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to get the bed. So I went in your room. I shut the door. I climbed in your bed and went, this is awesome. It's all mine. Because you went to the bathroom. And when you opened the door, you went, what the hell?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm like, I took your bed. Uh-huh. You're like, we were wondering what happened to you. I'm like, I want your bed.
So if you're listening, that's what you can expect when you come to Good Egg Productions for a photo shoot.
His bed is mine.
No.
You're not allowed to touch it.
Oh, my God. This has been the most damaging podcast. That wasn't supposed to happen.
Are you sure? Because I felt it was on the mark.
I accidentally bumped something and
okay,
something started
Okay, first you picked
up.
The slow song for your I'm going to go get a beer, and suddenly that's not your fault. And now you picked this song, and I just tapped it.
It was an accident. Total accident. All right. Listen, let's wrap this up because let's get to shooting. We got a lot to do today. And it's time to see you naked.
Yay,
boobs.
Yay.
And so I want to thank you very much for sitting down with me for an hour and a half to talk about the most ridiculous stuff and to call me out. Good job on that one. Nobody's really done that before.
You're welcome. I should be a regular.
Yeah. You should be
I should be your monthly cycle because you hate me and I give you cramps.
You should be my monthly cycle.
Yeah, like once a month I'll pop up out of nowhere. Because just like today, we were not planning it and this is what happened. Oh, I'm here.
Oh, God. Okay. No, you're not going to be my monthly.
Aww.
But you are more than welcome to come to the Gods and Monsters podcast on Monday. On Friday, excuse me.
Yes.
So any Friday evening that you have available, just come on out to Artigan in South Orlando, and we're going to be there doing the podcast. I'll let you know. And if you're free, then we would love to have you. And we talk to the owners there. We talk to all kinds of stuff. Now we're going to be doing game reviews. We're going to be doing open boxes. We're going to be doing all kinds of cool things. And I may start this podcast up again.
Yay!
Yeah. I can't talk to you every week or 2 weeks or something like that.
You don't know. I might be like the best co-host you could ever have.
This has been a complete shit show.
Maybe that's why they like it.
I mean, it wouldn't be bad to have a producer slash co-host for things like this, but women are already intimidated to talk on the microphone for however long anyway, and you're aggressive.
I'm very aggressive.
You're aggressive, and
I think that's why it would make me the perfect co-host.
You don't have filters.
I don't.
And some people need filters
to communicate. Oh, well, maybe if it's just me and you, all the filters go out. But if there's a guest,
yeah,
I'll actually have a script with me. And I'll be like, I will stick to this.
No.
I'll get my assistant to get me a script.
That's everything that this podcast, the Random Stream of Consciousness, goes against. We don't have a script. We go wherever we go. And that's...
Or maybe, then we'll just do what my old podcast used to do.
You had a podcast?
I was part of a podcast.
What was it?
It was a while ago. I forgot what it was called, but I was only there to get rid of the other girl because they didn't want her there.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay.
Yeah. So I was only there to try to get rid of her, and they knew I had no filter, and mm-hmm.
Would drive her out.
I would drive her out, but the thing was, it became I would just spew off because, hey, if you're going to mention something, I'm going to tell you about
Phrasing. It. Don't yeah. spew off anywhere.
But it turned into where they now had a system to where if I wanted to say something, I had to raise my hand.
You made a rule.
Yeah.
You were the cause of a rule for the podcast.
I had
That's
to
great.
Raise my hand to say something. And then if I was allowed to say something, they would point at me and then I was able to do it.
Interesting.
You could do that. You could just point at me and go, good now.
Say something ridiculous.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, listen up. Here's what we're going to do. The plan for the rest of the day is we're going to shoot your silly little pictures.
Yay.
And then we're probably going to get something to eat. Mm-hmm. Then if everybody is still feeling good, we'll come back here and we'll do some sexy time videos. Not videos, but sexy time pictures. And I'll build the rain set and you can play around in the rain outside.
Yay.
And hopefully you'll wear that tank top in the rain because that'll get all wet and awesome.
But this is like the only thing I have to go home in.
I'll send you home in something.
Wait, not out of the women's closet. Those are all too scandalous.
In maybe one of the drawers. I'll have something in one of the drawers.
Can I borrow a shirt of yours?
Yes, of course.
One that you probably will not get back.
Of course, yeah. Oh, so what you're asking is, can I steal a shirt?
No. It is,
can I have a shirt forever?
No, I'm not asking for it. I'm just asking, can I borrow it with the intentions that it probably will not come back?
Can I borrow it forever? Steal.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's not steal. It's borrowing.
No.
For
I understand.
For a longer extended of time.
I completely understand. All right. So listen. So that's what we'll do if that happens, if that is your real name. And we'll talk about doing the sexy video because mm-hmm. that's probably a different situation a day because that sometimes takes
You got me in
four...
chains. You have to play that. Nick Jonas, Got Me in Chains. That's the song I want.
That could be an interesting video. Yeah. I'll have to get... I have some chain.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I would be the worst SMN ever.
Who?
I would be the worst submissive ever.
Okay.
Because I'm a brat.
Yeah, but if you're acting for a video, maybe we'll get it together. Anyway, maybe. So we'll talk about doing that in the next couple days if you're free, which you seem to be.
I have the next 3 days off.
What will you do?
What will I do?
And if we can do the video, then we'll talk about actual planning for it and outfits and things that you'll wear and you won't forget shoes.
I had backup shoes in my car.
I know you did that.
But they're not the right...
Good girl. Good for you.
Okay. Yeah, see? Being a fashion person as I was, I had shoes.
All right. So we're gonna go out on that note. So you are Freckle Sue.
I am Freckle Sue.
You look, put that name in Google, and I bet you a ton of stuff will come up. Let me just put that in the old Google here.
I'm sure my assistant will slap me if I don't do this. If you want to hear more stories or see the craziness of my life, you can go to Facebook and add my fan page, Freckle Sue. And anything else, you can go on to my Instagram. Because I've been posting a lot of shit on Instagram.
I'm just gonna go here. You type in Google. Into Google. You type in Freckle Sue,
mm-hmm.
and the first thing that comes up is your Twitter.
Yep,
the second
Twitter.
Thing comes up is a bunch of images of you, and I can see already 2, 3, 4 that I took out of the 6 that pop up.
Yeah.
And then your Facebook comes up next. Your cosplaydeviant.com comes up. Your Instagram comes up.
My Instagram is on there now.
Your Model Mayhem is on there.
Which I completely forgot that password.
Whoopsie. Whatever SEO you've been doing is working extremely well because everything everything pops up right here.
Yeah.
So if you want to see Freckle Sue, if you want to know more about her, then just Google her and you're going to find all kinds of stuff.
It's going to be great.
As far as for me, fuck off. I don't want you to find me. So this is just the podcast that I do. We're going to go take some naked pictures now, and maybe you'll see some of them. Maybe you won't. All right.
Oh, no.
So until next time, this has been the Random Stream of Consciousness. Show number, who knows what the fuck, it might be 11 or 12 or 14, who knows. And on that, we're out. So until next time,
bye.
Good times.
I can't wait to put this on my Facebook. Twice a day, 3 times a day, 4 times a day. You gotta let me know.